still this morning, but we do have a lot of cars inbound in the 7 o'clock hour as the rush kicks in. Buckle up, drive carefully. No problems in Montgomery right now. In Prattville, we do have one accident. West 5th Street in front of the probate office. That's a busy spot this time of morning. Use caution and watch out for emergency vehicles. Bad credit? Don't sweat it. Get the cash you need with an equity loan on your home, land, or auto. MCS and Wetumpka is just a phone call away with one-hour loan approvals. Call 567-9000, NMLS 2328-76. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
All roads lead to Brubaker Motors, located on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery, Alabama. Don't get caught in traffic. Shop online anytime. It's better at Brubaker.com.
When someone drives up to your house, generally the first thing they see is your driveway, your invitation. Someday when you sell your home, your driveway will be the first to speak for how well you've maintained this investment. Hi, this is Tom Latham with Penny Earned and Concrete Technologies. Call us today for all of your concrete needs, your driveway and your swimming pool, as well as complete outdoor living areas, fire pits, fireplaces, stamped and patterned patios, retainer walls, and drainage systems to complete the outdoor living area. Our team's been together for many years, and our goal is to be the best. We have ideas to share and hundreds of pictures on Facebook posted for your viewing. For years, you've seen our trucks in your streets and our signs in your neighbors' yards. Isn't it time you called 334-284-9292? And do follow us on Facebook for hundreds of pictures of current and past projects. Call Penny Earn today, 334-284-9292. 334-284-9292.
Penny Earn Concrete, beautiful changes.
Who can you trust anymore when you have healthcare questions with all of this misinformation floating around on social media?
I trust our local doctor and also my Adams Drugs pharmacist.
I just want to know if I'm taking the right medications and if there's something else I can do to help boost my immune system.
You know, the pharmacist at Adams Drugs talked with me about my medications just the other day and offered some great advice on that very thing, boosting my immune system.
Well, what did they tell you?
They recommended vitamin C, vitamin D, and also zinc supplements. It makes me feel good when I can just walk into my Adams drugstore and talk with my pharmacist about any healthcare concerns I may have. I trust them.
Well, I need to go to Adams Drugs and let them look over my medications and get some advice on how to build up my immune system, too.
Good. You'll learn to trust them like I do.
Adams Drugs, your locally owned Health Mart pharmacy, is offering even better over-the-counter pricing and high-quality products as well. Give us a call and see how we can be your healthcare partner. Visit us at AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest you.
Ready for a refresh for your home or getting ready to sell? You don't have to hire a plumber, electrician, and carpenter to make it happen. Let Mr. Handyman help you. Call 219-8599 for an estimate today. Mr. Handyman specializes in home improvement, maintenance, and repair. One service can do it all. Update light fixtures and ceiling fans, paint cabinets, install tile, update outlets, change out sinks and faucets, repair fences, replace rotted wood, and so much more. Ask about senior and military discounts. Visit MrHandyman.com or call 219-8599.
Think Local is a state of mind at Guardian Credit Union, and that means giving our members access to the cash they need when they need it. Think financial flexibility or debt consolidation. Think dream vacation or large purchases. Think quick online application and fast answers. At Guardian Credit Union, getting a loan is as easy as borrowing gifts. Think personal loans. Think Guardian. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity. NMLS 912757.
And now a star is born. On February 18th, 1974, the world welcomed little baby Jillian Michaels. After her delivery, the mom of the fitness expert needed a little motivation to lose that baby weight.
Get your ass on the treadmill now.
Jillian Michaels, a star is born.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
At 7.
Stand by for news.
News, I'm Lillian Wu. The Biden administration lays out a proposal for a path to citizenship for 11 million.
It would immediately give green cards to farm workers, those with temporary protected status, and those who arrived in the U.S. illegally as children. For others living in the U.S. as of January 1st of this year, it lays out a five-year plan to temporary legal status, including background checks.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. The FBI reportedly investigating New York Governor Andrew Cuomo's handling of nursing home deaths during the pandemic, which has brought criticism from his own party.
State Assemblyman Ron Kim is one of nine Democrats accusing the governor of obstruction of justice, even trying to strip him of his emergency powers after his top aide revealed the administration delayed the release of nursing home data.
Fox's Aisha Hosni. America's listening to Fox News.
You have to wake up.
Okay.
I'll wake up.
But I'm still drinking a lot of wine.
It's a little early for that.
A little early for alcohol, isn't it?
No.
This National Drink Wine Day.
I see you're drinking wine.
What, are you into wine? I love wine.
I love wine and everything about it.
Drinking wine is a sin.
I'm a sinner.
I'm drinking wine.
Raise a glass today. It's National Drink Wine Day.
And it's showtime.
Coming up later this morning from J. Scott, four tips to make you better at dating.
Huh?
What? Are you giving me a segment here, or do I need to suddenly do some quick research?
I'm handing out segments today.
Four tips
to make you better at dating. And, of course, this burden falls upon him after random facts.
Oh, boy. And after he tells us about, a seafood bistro later and, what you can do if you've cracked your back or...
Basically, I see no purpose for any of us to remain.
Oh, okay.
So we'll just let Jay take it from here.
Okay.
Thank you. I want to go home and finish my victory burger. By the way, thanks to everybody that came to Baumhauer's last night. I thought with the weather and everything else. And the goddesses showed up last night. Ashley Bankson was there. Beth Cooper was there.
I am so excited because I can actually come next Wednesday. So, because I'm actually off from our house gig in Opelika. Well, so, I am so excited. I've actually got two Wednesdays that I can come, next week and the following week.
Well, then we should do something special.
Well, we're releasing the new EP March 2nd, which is the day before our Wednesday night at Baumhauer's on the 3rd.
His anniversary is March 1st.
See, so it could be an anniversary EP release party on March 3rd at Baumhauer's.
Wow. This is
gold.
Yeah, this is...
I could do a phoner.
No, what I could do is I could actually bring some copies of the brand new EP.
That'd be great.
And give them out to our listeners.
That's cool.
If they'll come out.
I was going to say, if I have to buy them, I'll buy them.
I think we'll have fun.
We'll do a little drawing. Yeah, at least every week. Remember the kid that won Random Facts a couple of days ago, Stevie?
Steven?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He and his mom and dad came.
Oh!
And they're just incredible people. And he is, I got such a kick. I sat with them at their booth for a bit last night. And I got such a kick out of getting to know them originally from the, near the Seattle area.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess kind of glad to be out of there right now. But,
did you get a picture with them?
I did. But I don't know if, you're listening, send me. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did. I do believe I did post for a picture. Cool. I would like to put that. And I told him, I said, it's such a great compliment to us when kids that are in their early teens listen to the show.
Yeah.
That's like
sixth grader?
That's the stamp of hipness.
Hipness.
We're number one with sixth graders, I think.
No.
And fourth graders?
No.
What are you, 9 years old in fourth grade?
We are huge with fourth grade. Once they get to fifth grade, they get a little wiser and more mature. They tend to drift away. Then they come back to us,
As they hit, puberty and stuff like that.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. All right, at 9 minutes after 7 o'clock.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
I'm looking at the radar, and it's raining in Prattville, Alabama, and Millbrook. It's rain is approaching the Wetumpka area. It's raining in Holtville right now. So we have showers in the area this morning. Risk of showers till, let's say, mainly morning till about lunchtime. It's out of here. High temperature up to about 54. Becoming windy later on this afternoon. Windy and colder tonight, low 33. Wind chill factor will be in the low 20s in the morning. Tomorrow, still windy and cold with a high of only 46. We'll be down in the mid-20s on Friday night. Sunshine this weekend, 55 Saturday, 64 Sunday. A pronounced warming trend all next week. Maybe a few showers Monday. Right now this morning, showers in the area, cloudy 46 at 7-Eleven.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit.
Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 1.99% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASC Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASC. Equal opportunity lender.
Well, we're freezing here in Allentown. Punxsutawney Phil is going back down.
Okay, that's enough. We're going to pull the plug on this bit right now.
Plug the bit on it right now.
It's that convenient time of 7-Eleven. Yesterday, the situation in Texas is just staggering.
It's beyond words. Beyond words.
And our listeners in the afternoon love David Blackman, and he wanted to call up and talk about Rush yesterday, which was great. But, you know, he has spent his life in the energy business. And, boy, there's going to be some heads rolling down the highways of Texas after this. Because, again, they as he pointed out, they kowtow and bow down to all these green demands before they're really ready to do that, to, you know, to rely on that energy in a situation like yesterday. The snow covers the panels. The air freezes. By the way, there was a chemical being sprayed, no matter what Facebook says, on that wind turbine that was frozen.
Uh-huh.
They're de-icing it.
If sure, just you like you do with the planes.
You don't de-ice it with hot water because that'll freeze quickly.
It's the same thing they do with planes.
So, and for their grid to be impacted for almost a full week.
That's pretty heavy.
And the damage we heard about the story about, you know, somebody on hospice care, no power, so.
And then on top of that now, no water.
One thing that, yes, and Papa John called and talked about issues with sewage, too. Sewer plants that can't function.
Everything's frozen up.
Yeah, it's just one thing after another.
Frozen.
Yeah.
Let it go. Well,
that's kind of what it is, a frozen wasteland at the moment.
Right.
Now, some folks locally with the chilly weather we had coming through here, especially being pushed by high winds, if your house doesn't seem to warm up as quickly as it used to or should, you may have areas in the roof where wind is getting in and making your heating system work that much harder to get the house to a comfortable temperature. Have Jones Brothers come out and take care of that problem. This is what they do best. The forensics of roof repair, finding the place where water might get in, where air might be getting in, and causing your energy costs to rise. Because it, for as hard as it works, it can't keep up with the air that's coming into the house through the roof. That doesn't always mean you need a new roof. It just means you need to get those cracks sealed. As your house ages and settles, you get cracks, kind of like my face. And those can be sealed. Those cracks can be sealed and treated and put an end to the issue. No water coming in and so forth. When you're ready for a new roof, they've been doing that for 80 years, and the reason they've stayed at it so long and succeeded is their reputation for integrity. In a town our size, nobody who wasn't treating people right would be around for that amount of time. They also do replacement windows and doors and so many other services. See it all online at jbroof.com or call them at 1-800-264-8009 or again, jbroof.com. Creole family, fantastic people. 14 after 7, random facts coming up. Get your note-taking devices handy so you can play and win our $10 Food Outlet Pop quiz question coming up.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. A major step for Montgomery's planned Whitewater facility. City Council passed a resolution this week allowing Mayor Stephen Reed to move forward with a deal to purchase the Salvation Army building on Maxwell Boulevard for $5 million. City leaders hope to have the deal finalized soon. The Montgomery Education Foundation announced a summer learning program to help students with learning loss because of the pandemic. Registration information for the Montgomery LEAPS program should be available in the coming weeks. And the Alabama Department of Public Health says more than 663,000 coronavirus vaccine doses have been administered in Alabama. The total number of confirmed cases in the state is now approaching 380,000. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Coffee on?
Who wants coffee?
And an excess of caffeine.
Caffeine's ability to keep people awake is one of its most prized qualities. On the other hand, too much caffeine can make it very difficult to get good quality sleep. Despite all of caffeine's health benefits, there's no denying that it may become habit-forming.
Arise and awaken.
You developed a crutch because you drink it too much caffeine.
I definitely need my coffee.
Coffee.
Every night counting sheep. Because you can't fall asleep, caffeine.
Enjoy your coffee.
I can't sleep like this.
It's all right, gonna fight every night. Caffeine.
Hey, Lyle from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. If you have things that you're no longer wearing or past history or just things that are out of style, we can remake it. You can trade it in. Or you could come in and walk away with a check on it. But either way, let us help you value your assets and explain to you what you have and what all your options are. There's no charge to do that at Marguerite's. We're located in Peppertree Shops. Appointments not necessary. We're open 7 days a week. So come out and see us and let us help you value your assets.
Get a complete heating and cooling system for just $89 a month from Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Hurry and receive a $5 Starbucks gift card at your estimate. Visit calldixie.com today.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Live, local talk, the River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's February 18th, the greatest day ever. On the 18th of February, 1885, Mark Twain published his famous novel, The Adventures of Huckleberry Finn. It was Mark Twain's second best-selling book, just behind the Cliff's Notes for Mark Twain's The Adventures of Huckleberry Finn. Have a great February 18th, the greatest day ever.
And now,
time for a Twain full of
random facts.
Twain.
Aw, so cute.
Did you know
the most common male name given in the world?
Christopher?
Muhammad.
Oh.
Yeah.
One of the most common last names is Wang, right? Is that...
Well, the most common... What's a surname? What is surname?
I'll ask Siri. What's the most common last name in...
Wang!
The most common surname is Smith.
Oh, in the U.S.?
Surname, I guess, in the world, actually. Surname.
In the world?
Yeah.
In the world?
I guess I'd have to look and see. It doesn't necessarily say, but, you know.
I don't know. I'm sticking with...
Wang!
Did you know, in Manhattan, Lower Manhattan, at 33 Thomas Street, there stands a 550-foot-tall skyscraper that is an example of brutalist architecture. The exterior walls have no windows and is made from precast concrete panels. It is claimed that that building features the tallest blank wall in the world.
Is that a recently built structure?
It's been around since 9/11, I can tell you that.
Okay, I asked because I saw, how did they build that, a Smithsonian Channel show, and there was a building in Manhattan that had some kind of odd feature. It was about that tall.
Yeah, it's tall, and it's just basically solid wall, you know, on the side.
Their observation deck stinks.
Yeah, really.
Can't see it's not thing. Really, a, it's AT&T owned it for a while. And it was kind of their hub.
Is it residential now? Or
Well, now a lot of people think it is the likely location of the NSA's mass surveillance hub.
Oh.
Ah.
Which, interestingly enough, a building without windows is the surveillance hub.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, go to the window.
Oh.
Basically, it's like a building that was built for, like, servers and wires and all sorts of stuff. Hardly any, like, office space at all.
But it's, how many story skyscrapers?
550.
550 stories?
Or it's 550 feet tall.
You know how many stories that is?
I do not know. It's got 29 floors.
All right.
Does that help?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you know?
Did I know what?
The drummer for ABBA, Slim Birgud.
Birgud.
Was actually a Formula One driver after investing some of his earnings after playing for ABBA. He joined the F1 grid. His highest finish was sixth at the 1981 British Grand Prix. Did you know? On Greece's Mount Athos, it is home to 20 of the world's most ancient and remote monasteries. No women are allowed there. Not even female animals.
Not even female animals?
Well.
Is that right?
No bitches.
Yeah, that's female dog.
A little late now.
Female dog.
One of the comments on that particular one, the female animal says, that sounds like it might not have started out as a rule at one point and then became a rule because something happened.
Oh, I was going to say. Yeah.
You know, it's a lot of the times we don't have rules. The only reason we have rules is because somebody decided to try it and hurt themselves or, you know, whatever happened. It's like, okay, now we got to make a rule. Don't do that. Did you know the sport that is now softball began as an indoor version of baseball in 1887? It happened at a Chicago boat club while two team members were anxiously awaiting the results of a football game played between them. A Yale alumni playfully threw a boxing glove at a Harvard alumni who hit it with a broom handle.
Wow.
And so they came up with softball.
We play. Did you play 16-inch softball?
No.
That was that was what we played in Chicago. No glove.
Mm-hmm.
Brand new ball was very hard and light. You could hit it a mile, but as they wore out, they got softer and heavier because they would absorb moisture, and sometimes, you know, they get stuck out in the rain. I remember it was a great street game because you didn't need a lot of space.
Right.
But hitting that thing past anybody was tough.
When it got a little heavier.
But we would play that for hours, man.
Yep. Oh, yeah, you played until it got too dark to see anything.
When next time you're at the house, I still have this trophy from the Ashburn Baptist Softball League, 1971. I got somehow got three home runs in one game with the 16-inch softball.
That's amazing.
I also led the league that year in home runs with three. It was just the weirdest thing, man.
So cool that you saved the trophy.
The bat broke off the little batter on top of the trophy, but it still says nobody can take that away from me. Three home runs.
I've got always have that.
I've got an Emmy.
God, I have four Abbeys, but they won't let me take them.
did you know about a guy by the name of Yoshi Shiratori?
Can't say that I
did. And I didn't know either until I read about this. He escaped Japanese prison four times, and every time was different. The first time he escaped, he picked some simple locks and got out. The next time, he had to climb up a wall and break through a skylight. He was arrested again and then thrown back into jail prison. The third time he escaped, he dislocated his joints so that he could escape through a small hole. And then the last time that he escaped, he dug a hole with a bowl to get out of prison.
So, a hole with a bowl.
Yeah, each time he escaped, it was something different. So, coming up on Random Facts, we will talk about the inaugural ball of 1913. What president would that have? Well, you can probably find
Taft.
That out. Well, I'll ask that coming up. By the way, it's not Taft.
Woodrow Wilson.
It is Woodrow Wilson. We'll talk about Coca-Cola and a drink they tried to market, and it didn't work. What else do we have? The Beach Boys. Little random fact about them. Also, the Hokey Pokey.
The official dance of Chicago.
And we'll talk about softball again.
Oh,
yeah, awesome. As well. That's coming up. Hey, I wanted to mention two people I met last night in my neighborhood. In my neighborhood. Was It was Suzanne and Joe, and I just wanted to give a shout-out to them. They caught us walking in the neighborhood there. We had, by the way, you talk about advanced security? Is that what it was?
Applied security.
Applied security, yes. Some break-ins on our street just on Saturday night.
Wow.
And so I've been running into a lot of neighbors who were like, hey, did you see anything? Did anything happen to you? Because it happened to them, that sort of thing. Anyway, they had stopped and first said, are you on Channel 8?
Is that right?
Are you on? Are you
know
on,
us from TV.
Yeah, are you on WAKN? Yeah. And so I thought I recognized you. And yeah. So I just wanted to shout out to them, Suzanne and Joe. Hello. And hope you guys have a great day at work today.
Hey, so. If you're interested, talk to Mark and Vicky at 279-8338. They'll be happy to help you out. That's how you did that My Spot Crime thing whenever I talk about applied security. Mm-hmm. Everybody should get that. You need to know what's going on in your neighborhood, and they'll give you a full listing of all police calls, filed activity over the course of a week within a certain radius of your home. So all of that stuff you're talking about, assuming police were called, would show up. And that it's an eye-opener. It really is. I think one of the most educational experiences I've had this entire year was the Saturday I went over to Jack Ingram Porsche and spent a couple of hours with Richard Conniff, who taught me why a Porsche is such an incredible car. Went for the test drive of a lifetime. And I was talking about Richard a few days back at Jack Ingram Porsche, and a gentleman called later and he says, I've purchased 5 cars from him over the years. Product knowledge is so important. You know, when I studied car purchasing in South Florida when I was doing marketing for that Lexus dealer down there, the number one complaint, and this surprised me, was that the salesman did not try to sell me the car. Didn't seem to really care. Product knowledge is so important, and at Jack Ingram, at all the stores, but I'm mentioning Richard specifically, I learned more about a Porsche and automotive in 2 hours than I did in my entire lifetime before that. It was just an incredible experience. So if you're ready to love what you drive and you've always had a hankering, at least, hey, go for a test drive and see for yourself what I experienced. They're absolutely amazing vehicles. You don't have to try hard to love what you drive when you're shopping at Jack Ingram Porsche. Go to jackingramporsche.com. They'll bring a car to your home or office if that's what you need and take care of all the paperwork offline and deliver it to your door. Just order it up at that store. It is 728 traffic, and then back with part 2 of Random Facts.
Traffic is brought to you by Dillon Rings. Dillon Rings has great watches and beautiful rings, or have Josh design a piece of jewelry for you. Shop Dillon Rings now at 119 Brown Springs Road and check them out on Facebook.
Good morning, Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We're beginning to see a little more congestion around the boulevard now as more and more cars come inbound to Montgomery on the 31s. I-65 and 85 looking good through downtown Montgomery, just busy. No accidents reported in the Montgomery area as well as Wetumpka, Prattville, and Millbrook so far this morning. Buckle up. Be safe. We'll keep you updated. Reinhart Toyota has the Toyota you've always wanted. Visit their location on the Eastern Boulevard or shop online at ReinhartToyota.com. From Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
It's no accident. Brubaker Motors is 80 years strong in the car business, and we treat our customers like family. From our dealership to your driveway, it's better at Brubaker.com.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. Unless you've been living under a rock, then you know that mortgage rates are low. But did you know that mortgage rates have fallen to their lowest level since 1971? That's 50 years ago. So there's no wonder why you are getting bombarded with mortgage offers. Churchill said it best, a good speech should be like a woman's skirt, long enough to cover the subject and short enough to create interest. That's exactly what other mortgage companies do. They advertise a rate, a teaser, if you will. The advertised rate piques your interest, so you give them a call. You ask questions, only to find the advertised rate is not available to you, or there's a hefty cost for you to get that rate. Unfortunately, this is very common in the mortgage industry. When calling on Alabama Home Mortgage, you don't have to hope you're getting the best rate. You will know you're getting the best rate at the lowest cost to you. Call Alabama Home Mortgage, the number one mortgage lender in Alabama, today at 567-4223, or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey guys, this is Todd Clark with River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor.
At River Region Contracting, we know times are stressful, and we're here to help relieve some of that stress for the people whose lives were affected by the recent storms. At River Region Contracting, our knowledgeable staff will help you open up your claim and guide you through the claims process from beginning to end. Remember, your roof is your first line of defense for one of your biggest investments. So call us today for a free inspection at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
But look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Today is February 18th, National Battery Day. I get a charge out of this electrifying day. More power to ya on National Battery Day. Now, if you'll excuse me, I must be going. And going, and going, and going, and going, and going, and going.
And now, here is the ever-ready Jay Scott with...
Random.
Ever-ready.
That was weak, but...
Ever ready.
Got it.
Oh, we'll do it soon.
I haven't bought batteries in forever. I have these rechargeables at home that I just keep...
Oh, really?
...charging up, yeah.
You ought to see my battery drawer. Wow.
Do you know which ones are live and which ones you're not sure about?
Well, that's a good point.
We have the same...
That's a very good point.
Did you know the 1913 inaugural ball was canceled by Woodrow Wilson because he thought that ragtime dancing was immoral?
Well, didn't they have any other music options? No minuets available?
Rap? Man, I wonder what he'd think of today.
Rap?
Gotta leave room for Jesus. Isn't that what they tell you when you're going to dancing? Leave some space for the Holy Ghost.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. I never heard that
before. Oh, really?
What? That was what I heard at our prom.
Yeah, I know. Go to a hearty southern dance type thing.
Mm-hmm. Cotillion.
A cotillion or something like that. Or go to a religious school dance homecoming or
homecoming,
prom.
Chaperones are probably around every corner, about every 5 feet.
And they get a leave room for the whole
dancing. That's pretty much it. Welcome to J. Scott and I'm Tom.
I know, I've heard that. Did you know Coca-Cola tried to market a soda called OK? They wanted to have products named with the two most recognizable words in the world.
Oh, Coke.
Yeah. OK and Coke are still number one and two as far as the most recognizable words in the world. But OK Soda never caught on and was discontinued shortly after launch.
Was it just OK or was it, you know,
I really terrible. Have no idea. It was like...
I do.
Yeah, no, I do.
Mountain Dew.
I do not know. I do. I don't know. I don't remember this. I don't even remember what year this was. What year did they try to do this? Let me look this up real quick.
I'm trying to think if when we went to the Coca-Cola factory in Atlanta...
1993. Why would I not remember that?
I wasn't born yet, so that's why I wouldn't remember. But what I am trying to remember is...
Wasn't born yet?
No, 2 years prior to my arrival.
Hard to process.
2 years prior to my arrival.
Wow.
I'm sorry. But what I'm trying to remember is if they actually have it at the Coca-Cola plant. Because, you know, in their wall, you know, where they're talking about the history of Coke, mm-hmm. they talk about the products that they tried to launch. And I'm trying to remember if I saw that.
I don't remember. Okay Soda. Yeah. Nothing about that. But yeah.
It was okay.
Apparently just okay. Did you know, after shooting the iconic album cover of the Beach Boys' Pet Sounds...
Oh, yeah. What a brilliant, stupid idea that was. Let's get the boys to go to the zoo.
And they went to the San Diego Zoo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They got banned for life because one of the band members supposedly bounced a carrot off a tiger's head.
Well, yeah, that is kind of...
Which, from what everybody speculates in the comments here, it's like, how do you bounce a carrot off a tiger? They said, well, he probably meant they threw a carrot at a tiger and hit him in the head with it. And so, yeah. Although, how, then again, I guess if you're a Beach Boy, maybe getting banned for life probably sticks a lot harder if you're just some, you know, Joe Schmo guy getting banned for life. You aren't recognizable. But, like, if you, you know...
Not the only rockers that have ever been banned.
Yeah, well, true. But how hard does it, I mean, how...
The Beach Boys are squeaky.
Yeah.
How hard does it stick, you know? Like, how hard does a life ban stick, unless you're a celebrity?
Yeah.
Where you can be recognized.
Right. No, I got you. I'm with you.
By anyone who works security, you know? Did you know the Hokey Pokey, or as it was known in the UK as the Hokey Cokey, it was a hit song on the UK charts in 1981. Here in the United States, Sony owns the publishing rights of the song, 100%, by the way, of the Hokey Pokey.
And the most fun band I've ever seen is AC/DC. But the best is Brian Johnson, he comes out. They can take any song, they all sound the same, it's always the same concert, but it rocks! They can take the Hokey Pokey and tear it up! I gotta come out like... Put your left foot in!
There you go. There. And you get the Hokey Pokey moment on the radio.
I can't believe I've never heard that high key.
You've got to hear the whole thing. It's really well done.
And finally, did you know the first sporting event aired by ESPN happened on September 7th, 1979? And it was the first game of the best of nine American Professional Slow Pitch Softball World Series.
That was a thing there for a while. There was a guy named King something that was like the biggest all-time home run hitter. That was a thing for a while. I thought it might be Australian rules football. Some may remember that too.
Do you know the teams that played in that World Series?
Do not.
Yeah. The Milwaukee Schlitz.
Yeah.
Versus the Kentucky Bourbons.
They hit the Schlitz out of that one.
I've got to go back and look at the American Professional Slow Pitch Softball, not World Series, but the leagues. Because if you got the Milwaukee Schlitz and the Kentucky Bourbons, what are the other team names?
Let's see. How about the Baltimore Belchers?
Minor League Baseball has some interesting... the Lugnuts.
Yeah.
The
mud, right, but those are kind of, you know, interesting. These are all alcoholic beverages.
Really. Yeah, it's true.
The Wisconsin Winos. And the Albuquerque Alcoholics. I have no idea. Anyway, those are your random facts.
All right, they're going to get together in caucus on a $10 food outlet pop quiz question. I am going to inform you, especially those of you who own a business. I did not know this until Christopher Black from DCCI sent me this information. Most major phone carriers are shutting down their 3G networks near the end of this year. Some have already started shutting down tower sites. So, a large majority of GPS tracking devices that have been installed prior to 2019 will no longer work when this happens, and some GPS customers have already experienced degraded service in their area. Most companies will not proactively seek out their outdated equipment. You'll notice it doesn't work anymore one day, and you'll be looking for a way to solve the problem.
Wow.
Get ahead of this situation with help from DCCI, Darden Communications Consultants, Inc. This is the employee that you would love to hire but can't afford, because without paying the expenses of actually hiring somebody, their technologies can give you a full report at the end of the day on everything that's going on with your vehicles, your employees, your equipment, including monitors for cabs and the cabs of trucks and so forth. And with a situation like this where there's going to be a significant change in availability of GPS, depending on the system you're using, they can get you ahead of that change and ready to upgrade with services that will work. That includes communications. Cell phones are no longer the answer. Two-way communications with new technologies that can literally leap buildings in a single bound and keep you in touch with employees with one push on a button. Darden Communications Consultants Incorporated. Look them up online and put them to work for you. 780-1112, 780-1112, or on the web at dcci.com, that's com with a double M, .com, and click on the Product Spotlight tab to learn more about how they can help you today. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it is time for the selected $10 food on the pop quiz question with Quizmaster Jay.
Earlier in Random Facts, we found out that Greg got a trophy.
Yeah.
In Chicago.
For playing softball. What was the name of that team, by the way?
The Chicago. I played for the.
Chicago Blats?
No, it was a Baptist softball league, so we didn't have any names like that.
No alcohol names.
Chicago Grapes?
I think we're the Ombres or something.
The Ombres.
The Ombres.
Ombres. Oh, how many home runs did that Ombre hit in that game to get that trophy?
That's what we want to know. How many home runs? He was the leader of home runs that season.
And for a bonus question, what part of the trophy has broken off?
I will throw in an extra buck for that. And right now, everybody listening is saying,
oh, my God, who the hell cares?
272-9228 is the number to call, 272-9228. If you don't win, stick around for a follow-up question and qualify for our grand prize drawing. If you get it right, you get a bonus entry, 272-9228.
Skywatch traffic with your latest update. We are busy now at Troy Highway and East South Boulevard, also at Norman Bridge and Highway 331 on East South. We have got a little bit of congestion. Northeast Boulevard, Congressman Dickinson, I-65 and 85 looking good through downtown Montgomery. We're busy everywhere, but no accidents to report so far. Shopping's incredible at Premier Place. Shop Kato Fashion, Sally Beauty, Professionnel and Spa, America's Best Contacts and Eyeglasses, and more. Premier Place in Prattville, another great McClinton and Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Don't miss the Brubaker Service Special with multi-point inspection, oil change, tire rotation, plus wash and vacuum for only $99. It's better at Brubaker.com.
All right, Jerry thinks he can answer the $10 food outlet pop quiz question. Jerry, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, how many home runs did Greg hit in that softball game to get that trophy?
Three.
As a matter of fact, that is correct. Do you happen to remember the defect in that trophy right now?
The bat was broke off.
That's
oh,
right.
My gosh.
That's true.
You got a dollar we can add to the prize?
Sure.
I don't have a dollar.
Jay says no. He's the manager. He's the operations manager.
No, we've been told we can't do that. But if you come to Baumhauer's, I will buy you, Jerry, a dollar's worth of food. On me. Just join us on Wednesday night. Say, I'm Jerry, the guy that Jay cheated during the contest. And I will whip out a buck.
You enjoy that one fried wickle.
But no sacrifice right. Today.
Thanks. Did you have to bring up the wickles? Those are so good.
They're really good.
Hang on. Now, let's do some follow-ups with Steve.
Hi, Steve.
Good morning. Hit me with one.
All right. So, ESPN's first live sporting event was a sport. Well, I think it was slow pitch softball. Can you name one of the teams?
Oh my goodness! It was something to do with Blitz, the Milwaukee Blitz, I believe it was.
That's good enough. That's good enough for me.
We will take it. Thank you, Steve. Yes. Good work.
Yep.
Hey, look who's getting larger on line three.
Hey, Leon. What's up?
Yeah.
How are you?
Hey, man. Hanging in there. How about y'all?
Okay. What is the most common first male name in the world?
Muhammad.
That is correct. Yes, you are right.
Double entry in the grand prize drawing for you. Yep. Thank you. Cricket.
Hey, Cricket, how are you?
Hey, I'm good. How are y'all this morning?
Great. When Coke had a soda that didn't go so well, and it had a simple name, what was the name of the soda that didn't work for Coke?
Oh,
Okay
is right. Okay, you're right.
Wow, this Yay. Is like, man, yes. amazing. Thank you, Cricket.
Thank you.
And Connie.
Hi, Connie.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, so the Beach Boys had one of the most famous albums of all time called Pet Sounds. And the cover photo shot was taken at what zoo?
I don't know.
Oh.
I was calling to get Greg's
We could have been
email
five
address.
For five.
Oh, you were calling to get Greg's email address. I'm sorry.
This is Steven's mom.
Hey.
Oh. Well,
hey, Connie.
What? You win.
And
you win anyway.
But I was getting him out of the
car. Oh, that's okay. That's okay. Plan. Yeah, send it to Greg Budell at AOL.com.
Okay.
So no spaces. No spaces.
Good morning. We were listening, and I heard Seattle all of a sudden. I started running to the radio.
Yeah.
And we both ran in there,
mm-hmm.
and we caught part of that one because we're trying to get ready and listen at the same time in the morning.
Send
and then we'll get in the car.
Yeah.
We get to hear. Some of the random facts.
That's
when
okay.
We jump in the car.
Yeah. That's all right.
So, anyway.
We would like to see the snapshot from last night, okay?
Yeah, I sent it to your Facebook thing, but then I thought, well,
I better
call and get your email.
Okay.
Also, I'll send you the picture. But he said
good
to tell
deal.
Everybody good morning.
Well,
and he told Greg to tell Rich that he really missed you last night.
Oh, I make it about three times a year, maybe. But I have this really weird schedule where I go to bed at 6 o'clock and get up at 1 a.m. So it's
really
weird. Well, tell Stephen we'll meet sometime. Okay.
Okay. We enjoyed it. We had a great time.
It was a wonderful, wonderful.
Bring him by the station. Well, I'll get with you. We'll talk.
Yeah, on a day off. Yeah. A school day off.
We'll give him a tour of the weather center and all that stuff. Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Okay. Thanks, y'all. Y'all have a great day.
Take you care, too, honey. And Fred, good morning.
Hey, good morning. I'd like to do a follow-up.
All right, you want to do a follow-up? Okay. There's a skyscraper with no windows. Where is it located? I just need a city name, not an address. We gave a street address.
New York City.
New York City is right. 29 stories. It's over on Thomas Avenue, 33 Thomas Avenue. Yep, that's correct.
Thank you for the call. So everybody gets a double entry in the grand prize drawing, and that's the first time we've ever gone 5 for 5.
Wow. I'm glad I had 5 questions.
That is awesome. Yeah. All right, 7:47.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. They put God and family first, where you can get home weekly, great benefits, and 401k that the company matches up to 4%, and you're automatically invested. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today.
We do have a few showers roaming through the river region. None in the Montgomery proper right now, but the risk of showers will continue mainly during the morning hours. I think by lunchtime it's exited the state. Today's high 54, becoming windy later on this afternoon. Windy and colder tonight behind this storm system. Low temperature 33, wind chill factor in the low 20s. By the way, there's 3 inches of snow on the ground in northwest Alabama right now at Haleyville. Still windy and cold tomorrow with a high temperature only up to about 46. We'll be down to the mid-20s on Friday night. Sunshine this weekend, 55 Saturday, 64 Sunday, and a pronounced warming trend next week. And that sounds great. Right now, this morning, we have cloudy skies, showers in the area. It's 46 now, 7:49.
John Bobo here with Capital Tractor. Strict attention to detail. That's what sets Kubota construction equipment apart. Engineered for maximum performance and with the dependability you demand. Built right, built ready. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
All right, let's say good morning to Darren.
Oh!
Darren?
Hey, Darren.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
I was gonna guess that 29 story building in New York.
Oh,
I'm talking about.
Hey, man,
isn't that something? But at any rate, Greg, I won the deal from Dan on Friday of last week, and I finally had a chance to go out day before yesterday and go to Sweet Creek. And I'll tell you something, the Cuban is exactly what they said. It was real good. I was real impressed.
I got to try that sometime. But,
and the service is second to none because, I mean, the facility is spotless. I mean, hands down without a doubt. And actually, Reed Ingram's wife herself came out from out of nowhere. I didn't even know who. I've never seen her, never knew what she looked like. And she approached me and was, I mean, as cordial as you can get.
That's
I mean,
people.
Polite.
The yes.
Staff, everybody is perfect. But I tell you, man, I know he... I just want to make mention. You know as well as I do. I miss Rush Limbaugh already because I mean, I know he was on an opposite network, but still, he was a good American, and he really he did a lot for the for talk radio, and I believe you've been into talk radio about as long as he has. But
well,
I guess you take you yourself, Greg. I mean, what you got? I don't mean to get. I ain't trying to guess your age. What, over 30 years in radio?
Oh yeah.
But he started when he was two.
Well, I can believe that. But, you know, I mean, I guess getting into radio, Greg, I was reading, and Rich, you've been in radio also. But you get in, I guess when you get into radio, it's kind of like an addiction. You just want to stay on, right?
Yeah. Broadcasting in general, yeah. I mean,
okay, that's the point. That's what I'm looking for. At any rate, Greg, you do a good job, you and Rich and the rest of the crew over there. But
thank you.
Appreciate the good words. Thank you.
Can't imagine getting a real job.
I've got people. I've got a friend of mine that he works in a restaurant. I ain't gonna mention, but him and his crew that they I got them hooked on that 93.1 and. Every time I go by there, you can hear them in the kitchen. It's on 93.1, and it's a lot of old timers back there that cook and work in the kitchen. But you can always tell, no matter what time, it's on 93.1. So,
well, we are habit forming, and we try and continue to earn that. Thank you so much for the call. We got to do wow.
What time is it?
Just a tad late on the hour.
Let's see.
I still got to get some food outlet specials out there, but first, let's finish this break. And I got a couple of odds and ends we can go over.
When you call for disposal service, don't be put on endless hold by people who don't even know the area. You deserve better for your time and money. You deserve the friendly, local service thousands count on every day from Alabama Dumpster Service. Locally owned and operated, Alabama Dumpster answers your call with a local, friendly customer representative. Call us today at 334-288-1500 or learn more at alabamadumpster.com. When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. You passed the bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal services and technology provider that's been helping firms maximize billable hours for over a decade. And until March 1st, get up to $1,500 off onboarding. Visit lexiconservices.com/go to schedule a demo. Contract must be signed by 11:59 p.m. Central on March 1st, 2021. Up to $1,500 off implementation included. Extra charges may apply. Offer valid toward Lexicon's emerging tier only. Not valid on existing contracts. Other restrictions may apply.
When someone drives up to your house, generally the first thing they see is your driveway, your invitation. Someday when you sell your home, your driveway will be the first to speak for how well you've maintained this investment. Hi, this is Tom Latham with Penny Earned and Concrete Technologies. Call us today for all of your concrete needs, your driveway and your swimming pool, as well as complete outdoor living areas, fire pits, fireplaces, stamped and patterned patios, retainer walls, and drainage systems to complete the outdoor living area. Our team's been together for many years, and our goal is to be the best. We have ideas to share and hundreds of pictures on Facebook posted for your viewing. For years, you've seen our trucks in your streets and our signs in your neighbors' yards. Isn't it time you called 334-284-9292? And do follow us on Facebook for hundreds of pictures of current and past projects. Call Penny Earn today, 334-284-9292. 334-284-9292.
Penny Earn Concrete, beautiful changes.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at HeadleyPlumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
Financing available. See dealer for details.
Lewis at the Capitol Oyster Bar, and I just want to tell you, if you're in business or got an event coming up and want to do some advertising, wisely spent dollars are spent down here at Blue Water Broadcasting. All the guys are nice, easy to work with, and I see results, I guarantee you.
Radio advertising is the only word of mouth you control. It adds credibility, creates emotional response, and attracts new customers. Find out how Blue Water Broadcasting can grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Simba! Chase! Time for today's animal stories. These would be true tales from the wild kingdom. That pun, yes, it was intended. Wolfman, take us to the vocal.
Very nice.
Thank you, thank you.
Yes.
I appreciate the applause.
Simba's been getting extra work this morning, too.
Yeah, busy elephant. Our first story involves a woman and her husky. This is another area. I don't have the location, but trust me, it had snowed. The husky went outside to do his business, and he did not want to come back in. So apparently this is the dog sounding like he's saying no.
Okay, for all you people wanting me to bring my dog inside, Malachi, come inside. Come inside. I can get in trouble for animal cruelty if you do not come inside. Come in. Malachi.
That's funny.
That's hilarious.
He's like, no.
Hey, for all you people wanting me to bring my dog inside, Malachi, come inside. Come inside. I can get in trouble for animal cruelty if you do not come inside. Come in.
That's funny.
That was fun.
Yeah, it's great.
All right, now we have a dog that was sucked out of its North Carolina home by a tornado. But managed to find her way back home a few hours later. Oh, here is the owner talking to her local news about the ordeal.
If I'd have waited even a second, me and my son would have been out the back door, and I didn't have time to grab Penny, and she went flying with my... You can see our mattress. I actually had a headboard, sheets, covers, all of that good stuff that went flying out with her. She was just bundled up in it. Once it was over, she was actually missing for a few hours.
A happy ending. Finally, this guy is an animal, a husband who went out during a snowstorm to get corn dogs for his wife. You've got to applaud that, and here is that story.
There's snow nearly as quickly as it falls in the Columbia Shopping Center. One of the people making a quick dash inside, truck driver Tom Cavins.
My wife wanted the corn dogs for dinner, so I dug the car out of snow and I grabbed two corn dogs for her. It's still like this is nothing new to me, really.
She just had space heaters by the front door.
And that's, you know what, that's cool. That's what makes a great husband. He's willing to get that one thing to satisfy her appetite,
right?
Braving the elements to do it. And those are your animal stories on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. That was a pretty interesting little group.
That was.
Let's talk Food Outlet specials for the week. And they've got some good ones. I'll be there Sunday morning at 7:30 on Coliseum Boulevard, just north of Atlanta Highway. And I'll tell you a whole bunch of things I'm going to pick up. New York strip steaks for sure. Rich, did you enjoy?
Oh, my gosh. It was heavenly.
That's a brand new strip that they carry at Food Outlet. And so, I'm having mine when I get home.
It was so lean and so juicy, tender.
Ground chuck, which is going to become part of our meatball formula, that is $2.36 a pound. For some reason, they always have ground beef. At the lowest price, you're going to find it anywhere. But ground chuck on sale. Always a good opportunity. Buy some, put some in the freezer. First cut pork chops, 98 cents a pound. Ziegler bacon, a full 1 pound package, $3.96. That's a great price. Make BLTs. Large tomatoes are 85 cents a pound, and a head of lettuce is 97 cents. Are you following? Because these are far lower prices than you pay at the big chains. Bluebell ice cream, $4.98 for the full half gallon. By the way, Surefire.